Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday in the octave of Easter, April 7th, 2026. And our passage today is from the Gospel of St. John, where he writes, "Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, 'Woman, why are you weeping?'" There's a story told about a garden. The morning was cool, and the garden carried the hush of a quiet dawn. The world had not yet fully awakened, but Mary Magdalene had been awake all night with grief. The tomb stood open before her, its dark mouth empty, its silence unbearable. She had come only to mourn. Everything she had hoped for had died with him, the one who had spoken mercy to her heart, the one who had driven away the darkness in her life, the one who had loved her with a purity she had never known before. And he was gone. And now even his body was missing. Mary remained outside the tomb because she could not leave. Grief roots a person in place. She wept the deep, aching tears that came when love has nowhere to go. Finally, through blurred eyes, she leaned forward and looked into the tomb. Where death had been, there was light. Two angels sat there in white, one where his head had rested and one where his feet had been. The place that once held the broken body of Jesus now held the quiet radiance of heaven. They spoke gently, almost tenderly. "Woman, why are you weeping?" It was not a rebuke, it was an invitation. Why weep in a place where death has been defeated? Mary did not yet know the answer. Her heart still lived in Good Friday, even though the world had already entered Easter morning. But in a few moments, she would hear a voice behind her. Her name would be spoken, and the tears of grief would become tears of wonder. Mary Magdalene teaches us something profound about the human heart. Love does not easily leave the tomb. She remained when others had gone. Peter and John had already returned home, but Mary stayed. Love kept her there, even when hope seemed impossible. In many ways, Mary represents all of us. There are moments in life when we stand outside a tomb, a place of loss, disappointment, regret, or grief. Something we loved has died. Something we hoped for seems gone forever. And we remain there, weeping. The angels ask a question that echoes across the centuries. Why are you weeping? It's not because sorrow is wrong. Jesus himself wept at the tomb of Lazarus. Tears are part of life. tears are part of love. But the question gently invites us to see something more. Mary was weeping because she believed the story had ended. But the resurrection means the story never ends where we think it does. What she thought was loss was actually transformation. What she thought was absence was actually presence. What she thought was defeat was the beginning of victory. The resurrection often unfolds quietly before we recognize it. Sometimes God is already working in our lives while we are still weeping outside the tomb. Mary's faith began not with understanding, but with fidelity. She stayed. She looked again. She remained near the place where Jesus had been. And because she stayed, she became the first witness of the resurrection. There is a lesson here. Those who remain close to Christ in their sorrow are often the first to encounter his new life. Soon after this moment, Jesus will speak her name, Mary. The single word will change everything because the risen Lord always calls us personally. The resurrection is not just an event in history. It is a relationship. Christ calls each of us by name out of darkness into light. The angel's question still reaches us today. Why are you weeping? And hidden within that question is a promise. The tomb is empty. Christ is risen. Hope is alive. Let us pray. Risen Lord Jesus, you met Mary Magdalene in her sorrow and turned her mourning into joy. When we stand outside the tombs of our own lives in grief, confusion, or fear, help us remain close to you. Open our eyes to the signs of your resurrection that we often miss in our tears. Call us by name as you called Mary, so that our hearts may recognize your voice and our lives may proclaim the joy of Easter. For you are alive and reign forever and ever. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection and in this prayer today, I invite you to return here each and every day. When we break open the Word of God and apply its meaning to our spiritual lives, may God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.